This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Just about the same time that Orville and Wilbur Wright were taking wing in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, a man named George Kirby was making James Barry's character, Peter Pan, fly across the stages of London's West End theaters. Whereas the Wright brothers needed to contrive wings, wheels, and ailerons, George Kirby's Peter Pan needed only faith, trust, and a sprinkling of pixie dust.
First I must blow the fairy dust on you. Now think lovely thoughts.
George Kirby taught stage flying to his son, who taught it to Peter Foy, who later lifted Mary Martin into the skies above Broadway stages in the 1950s. At the age of 77, Peter Foy today is regarded as the world's leading aerographer. That's his word. You won't find it in the dictionary. A man who rigs his own tested and secret combination of cables and pulleys towed by stagehands to make Peter Pan and the Darling Family children appear as if they can just will themselves into the air.
I'm flying.
Flying! Flying! Flying!
Look at me way up high. Suddenly, here am I. I'm flying.
It's stage magic. Except, of course, unlike most magic tricks, an audience expects to see Peter Pan fly, and many look for the cables. A flat-footed Peter who rides Greyhound into Never Never Land just would not be able to convince the Darling children of the magic in his world. Peter Foy was a child actor in London, who first soared above the stage when he played a sea witch in a Christmas pageant.
When I was young, I rigged things up and imagined how it happened. My mother used to comment on the fact. You know, I'd wind up asleep on the floor somewhere. What are you doing there? And I'd say, I was flying. Because it's very easy to do. If you're in bed, there's the beginning of a dream of flying. I think a lot of people have done that.
Mr. Foy was able to turn his childhood dreams into an enterprise. Foy Inventorprises Incorporated, that now has offices in London and Las Vegas and Philadelphia. He's now the president emeritus of a staff of 34 that over the past 50 years has given wing not only to Peter Pan, but lifted a long roster of actors, singers, and comedians. Bob Hope, Jack Benny, Raquel Welch, Jerry Lewis, Gene Kelly, and Michael Jordan have all been lifted into the air on stage, films, or television. You might think those last two hardly needed the help, by Peter Foy's theatrical fairy dust. Peter Foy is flying a new Peter in a new non-musical production of Peter Pan that will soon open at the Center Stage Theater in Baltimore. He offered to sprinkle a little fairy dust on my shoulders and make me fly. But first, we asked him to share a few stories, like the breakthrough he made in working with Mary Martin on Broadway in 1954.
I developed a new flying system on that. So at the end of Act One, there was a heavy curtain between Mary and the orchestra. And they couldn't hear each other. It's the most embarrassing thing. Mm. And so Mary started yelling, fly me higher, faster, on that. And I started doing it. I flew beyond the limits of the equipment. I'd been told by Joseph Kirby, don't go without those limits. Well, when it was like this, I just started. And that effect was absolutely sensational. She went, like, right up to the top of the stage and dropped down and then up again. Ooh. And it was all ad-lib. And Jerry Robbins.
Jerome Robbins, the great choreographer,
yes,
who
yeah,
handled this
he
production.
He was doing that show. Yeah. When he saw it, you know, he was absolutely quiet. And I thought, oh, God, this is the end of it. And he said, I love it. You know, and that's how it came in, that fly. Yeah.
Now, help us appreciate the challenge of having someone fly on stage, because it's no good if they look like they're just, a mackerel that's been jerked up on a fishing line.
You adjust the routine to the capabilities of the performer. If it's somebody like Mary Martin, you jerk the hell out of her. Because, I mean, it is a strain on
her. She was very athletic.
She's very athletic.
Rangy Texas
yeah.
gal.
Yeah. 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 So you adjust to the performer, to the facility. You know, it's different everywhere.
My personal interest, being too pathetic to note, ever have any mishaps over the years?
Not really. Yeah. Not really.
Cable breaks, someone slams into a wall.
Oh, nothing. People slamming into the wall, yes. Well, not slamming into it, but you get it sometimes. Hmm. The kid...
They get it
sometimes. The kid, when he takes off, Yeah. For example, going to the fireplace.
Little boy, yeah.
The little boy. Mm-hmm. Right, he goes and he's excited and he pushes hard enough. Well, once that person's in the air, there's not a damn thing. You can't run out on stage and grab him with a hook. And yeah. So he'll go fly towards that mantelpiece and go splat. I mean, he'll be at the end of his flight, mm-hmm. so there'll be no great speed in it.
Mm-hmm.
The main things we get are people not on their mark.
In other words, it's the actor's fault if they're not on their
yeah.
mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always yeah. the actor's fault.
Yeah. Well, having been an actor, I was never at fault.
Right, no. Then yeah. it's the director's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder, I mean, on the one hand, at this point, we expect to see flying in Peter Pan.
Yeah.
But there's still something extraordinary about, there's an audible gasp that issues from most audiences
yeah.
the first time you see the flying. Yeah. And, you know, James Barry wrote the original Peter Pan
yes.
after he lost a brother. His brother died, I believe, at the age of 13. I mean, I wonder if there's just something about seeing the astounding, the even though it's expected what you're not supposed to be able to do on stage, seeing it in the flesh, that communicates something to the audience about the possibility of suspending life.
I really yeah. think so. I mean, people who often are very nervous in flying, they get that and they go and they lift off and the nervousness is gone. They're doing it naturally. When it gets on the stage, mm-hmm. you're going to hope it's like you imagine. But it's the imagining process that's the most exciting. After that, we believe we can do it. We might not get it right the first time. But that part is hard work, damn hard work.
Hard work, that's one thing. Going splat, quite another. But Peter Foy's been flying Peter Pans for 5 decades now. We adjourn to the stage. Joe McGeough is the flight director, a title straight out of NASA, not the theater. A man who's about to get jerked 20 feet above the ground is eager to hear his instructions.
Tell me what to do.
Just face me.
Got
this. I just
it is like a harness that's going yes. over my shoulders. You're hooking a belt around. All right. Velcro to cinch it tight.
Now we're going to do some leg straps.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you really need to communicate to me.
How snug a fit it is?
That's correct.
So this is, I mean, you were really trussed up in this.
Oh, absolutely.
Actually, we do it with fairy dust. The harness is just for the government.
OSHA regulations, you mean? Yeah, okay, you have to be. Well, I won't exactly call it comfortable, but it's not uncomfortable. I mean, you're secure, that's it, exactly. Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
What else should I know?
Just prior to hooking you up, what you should know is that everybody has a balance point, and we're suspending you from a single wire between your shoulder blades. So when we lift you up, your legs are going to tend to swing behind you, uh-huh. and you'll hang at a slight angle. So when you come down, mm-hmm. that means you have to put your best foot forward, as we always say, mm-hmm. and land with your legs a little bit flexed. Okay. So you don't pivot and just keep going down like you're hinging yourself to the floor.
Yeah.
Once you're in the air, develop a strong position. Lead with your arm, like you want to fly out that way, and then when I start bringing you back the other way,
yeah.
lead with the other arm, like you're basically directing yourself in the air.
But I won't be.
It'll be me. Yeah. But I'm as you feel yourself going back and forth different directions, you want to make it like you're doing it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. We'll get back and try this.
All right.
All righty.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's fine.
The first thing I'm going to do, I'm just going to lift you up in the air, and then I'll set you back down. I just want to make sure you're feeling okay. All right.
All right. Lift me up and
going up.
Back down. Okay.
And then, with a tug on the back of my belt, I was up in the air.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now arch your back a little bit.
I don't think I know the song. I'm hanging.
Okay, I'm gonna set you down.
Okay.
1 foot forward. There you go.
My gosh, that's amazing. That's yeah. extraordinary.
But not to Peter Pan. The art to playing that role, you realize after setting back down on theatrical ground, is not only to fly, but to look like you've been flying since before you could walk. Jefferson Mays is playing Peter in this new production, and Irene Lewis is the director. She wants the fact that Peter can fly to display something in his personality, not distract the audience with theatrical dazzle from seeing Peter's character.
The flying has to serve the character. So if, as we have done, created a somewhat idiosyncratic and anarchistic Peter.
Yeah, an obvious boy, a scruffy-looking Peter, not a guy in a little green feathery suit.
Correct.
Yeah.
The flying has to reflect that, so we have to come up with a vocabulary for that in the air. Now, that's tricky to do because when you're walking on the ground, the actor can control his body a certain way.
Yeah.
It really takes the Foy people pointing out to us certain givens, chest lead, things like that, and then we come up with our own vocabulary for the flying. We're not doing Mary Martin's poses.
So up there, you want me to...
have an idea of who Peter is for you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We want more of a John Wayne Peter?
A tougher guy.
A tougher guy. Okay.
Tougher guy.
Yeah. So it's none of this, I won't grow up anymore.
Correct.
Yeah. It's, I'll do what I please.
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right. What is the line that Peter says for the first time he goes up?
I'll teach you, Wendy, I'll teach you how to jump on the wind's back and away we go. Wendy, when you're sleeping in your silly bed at night, you might be flying about with me, saying funny things to the stars. Wendy, how we should all respect you.
Okay.
He's trying to show Wendy. Just, this comes as a complete surprise.
Yeah.
He just takes off from the windowsill, flies over her head, and lands in front of her.
All right.
With great ease.
Okay.
Come on, Wendy. I'll show you.
Turn around.
Come on, Wendy. I'll show you.
Stagehands drew back on the cable so smoothly it felt as if the force of gravity was just sweetly seeping through my toes, so that suddenly I'd floated into the air. Down below I could see stagehands hauling scenery in the jaws of empty upturned theater seats. But 5, then 10, then 20 feet into the air, I was above even the stage lights, and could treat myself into thinking that I was roaming above the gabled rooftops of London like a pigeon. Without their grace, of course.
It's a very different feeling controlling the body when it's in the air.
Unlike anything that we...
Yes.
Because we can't fly, can we, in the
end?
Joe McGeough then stepped forward to offer instructions on some of the fine points of stage flight. Must have been a bit like trying to teach a mule how to pirouette.
What we're going to do is we're going to try and spin, okay?
Okay.
You have to get your body in a good position for this move, because you're suspended by that single wire.
What about you just curled up in the fetal position?
That won't do it either. No, it has to be a good position.
Okay,
so what we're going to do is just reach out like this with your arms, like you're just grabbing a big ball up in the air, and then curl your feet back just a little bit.
Okay.
And basically, you'll just be up spinning at that point. I'll place you right here.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and take him up. Okay, reach up.
Oh, I am spinning. My word.
Yeah. No, that's
good.
Great.
Good Lord. Sort of like reaching out towards the stars. Of course, it seems to be in starts and stops to smooth the motion.
Oh, coming in.
Come back. 1 foot down.
Great.
That's wonderful. And when you look up towards the dark of the ceiling, I mean, it's like a night sky. And then with all the lights here, it's wonderful.
We do that move with Peter Pan in the musical version, just as she's flying off to Neverland with the children, and she runs across the stage, and then she just spins up in the air, and then starts flying off to Neverland.
Yeah. What was the feeling? I was looking for the second star on the right, but I guess this is just rehearsal after all, right?
Well,
it's only there for the maybe the dress.
That's true.
I have a place where dreams are born and time is never planned. It's not on any chart. You must find it with your heart. Never, never land.
Peter Foy was sitting in his seat near the stage. I gather he's not going to put the picture of me wearing one of his flight harnesses into his celebrity album alongside Mary Martin, Michael Jordan, Gene Kelly, and Rick L. Welch. Do I have any potential?
I think you need a few more years. You know, so, yeah.
What was I doing wrong?
Well, you're not comfortable yet. And I know it's not unusual the first time you fly. Yeah. You're in a foreign element. Yeah. You know, that if you jumped into a pool and you can't swim, you probably drown. Yeah. So it takes a little time to learn to swim. It's the same with this.
Yeah. When you take a look at your technique, your technology, mm-hmm. being used in productions all over the world, mm-hmm. do you feel a part of what's going on stage too?
Very much so. Very much so. I always go in and see places. And I still get excited about it when that moment is coming. It's, you know, that's what I do. That's all I do. I try to give pleasure to the audience and experience a moment where they feel that they could fly as well.
The Center Stage's production of John Barry's Peter Pan opens October 9th in Baltimore. And my feet feel suddenly a little heavier than usual back here on the ground. You can see more pictures of our flight above the stage on our website at npr.org. And by the way, you won't see the harness that Peter Foy rigs up for each production. He's so concerned about revealing his technique that he made me wear a black T-shirt over the harness.